Good morning, London, and welcome to another edition of the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young, and I'm joined here this morning by our fitness manager, Kent Ottman. Kent, how are you doing today?
Hi, Ron. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. It's a fun time to be here, as always.
Yeah, and you delayed your trip to Brockville, right, to stay here this weekend and do this show.
That's correct. Just kind of want to make sure I get be able to talk to everybody here about our new cardio coach system in our gym.
Nice. Well, yeah, let's dive right in. I know a lot of people listening, you know, they expect to hear a bit about health, a bit about fitness. We've actually just launched our new facility here at the West 5. It's Suite 116, formerly the Discovery Center of Sifton. And it's a beautiful facility. If you haven't seen it, go online. You can see pictures and stuff like that. But we've had kind of this all-encompassing membership. And with that, they get unlimited group sessions. There's up to like over 30 a week. There's assessments that they can do monthly. And there's FOB entry for if you just want to come into the gym by yourself and push some weights around and whatnot, get some sweat on the cardio equipment. You can do that. It's open from 5 a.m. until 11 p.m., so it's great flexibility. But within this membership, Kent, there is a very cool, unique piece of technology, and you mentioned it. It's the cardio coach. So let's talk about what the cardio coach is so that people can understand it better, and maybe they'll want to come in for a test.
So simply put, it's a system that's going to be able to measure your aerobic fitness. That's probably the simplest way of putting it. It's going to be hooking you up to a machine where it's going to be measuring your direct gas exchange, so you're breathing as you're actually exercising. Through that, we're going to be able to get a lot of information, data, scientific information that is going to allow you to actually customize your training programs specifically to you to be able to reach your goals a little bit easier.
Right. So I've seen it. I've actually done this when we were first introducing it to MedPoint. And yeah, we put this kind of apparatus on around your face. You kind of look like a villain from Batman. Bane, I think it was. And you basically breathe through these tubes and stuff while you're on this treadmill. So what we're kind of analyzing is your breath, what's happening within your breath. And that kind of gives us data to say how well you are moving oxygen around and utilizing oxygen, if that's kind of the best way to put it.
Yeah, that's very, very simply put, a nice way of putting it. It gives you a couple of different thresholds and data points that's actually really useful for your aerobic training so that you know what heart rate zones you actually want to be training in to be able to improve your overall performance. Most of them are about two different thresholds. They're called your aerobic thresholds and your anaerobic thresholds. If you're training near either one of these points, you can improve your aerobic fitness, which is going to allow you to perform better, longer, and just overall be a healthier human being.
That's awesome. And let's go back to that piece of it, because really, like, if a lot of people go to the gym right now, Kent, and they put in work, but they don't know if it's doing good or bad or if they're doing the right things. And really, that's what puts MedPoint ahead of the competition in these ways where we have the bod pod. We can tell you if you're losing fat, gaining muscle. We have the Fit 3D, so it's, you know, it takes the human error out of girth measurements. We can see if you're slimming down or beefing up, if that's what you want to do. This machine can actually tell you at what heart rate you should be working to burn off carbohydrates, fats, stuff like that. Because some people might be going to the gym and pounding the treadmill, but it's not equating to overall loss because they're not in the proper zones.
That's exactly it. So this equipment is going to allow you to actually customize your training, so you're actually going to be the most efficient with your training, get the best results the fastest. A lot of people, like Ron, you just mentioned, are coming to the gym, they're working their butt off on the treadmill, they're having keeping their heart rate possibly way too high for what their goals are. You might be really improving your aerobic fitness, but are you actually burning the type of calories that you're actually wanting to? Because if you're wanting to burn fat, you're going to have to actually be keeping your heart rate relatively low, and in a lot of times, it's going to be a lot lower than what you actually think it needs to be at.
that.
So that's going to be the difference of what this machine is going to be able to tell us, is exactly what zones you're going to be able to need to keep your heart rate at to be able to achieve your goals that you're actually wanting to work towards, so that when you come to the gym, you're not just working out really, really hard for an hour. You're actually improving on what you're wanting to improve, so you're making the most out of your time that you're here.
Yeah, well, and that's so true, right? Like, I did an resting metabolic rate test with a client this week, and she was actually quite surprised to figure out how many calories she burns off if she just is at rest. And with that, I was asking a few questions, and her caloric intake was actually significantly low. And I said, you know what, you're probably not losing weight because, you know, your body's holding on to energy. And I encourage her, you need to actually eat a bit more of the right things. But it's that kind of energy in, energy out. And if we don't know if we're doing stuff properly, then we could just continue to do the stuff that we're doing wrong over time, and you might not even know, right?
Oh, that's exactly it. Like, for your example of the caloric intake there, like, you're going to put your body into a state of stress, essentially, where it's going to be trying to hold on to calories. So as much as you are putting yourself in a caloric deficit, you might not be losing weight because your body's just trying to hold on to anything that it possibly can. So that's the same thing with, like, when you come to MedPoint here, we have all the scientific tools to tell you exactly how to train the most efficient way possible to be able to get to your goals. So you're not actually going to be starving yourself and not achieving your goals. You're actually going to be eating enough food. You're going to be training enough, but you're not overtraining as well. It's just so much more information, so be able to get the most out of every single one of your workouts. Everybody's time is very, very precious these days. So why are we wanting to waste our time? We want to do everything the most efficient way possible to be able to get the best results possible as well.
That's great and well put. And it's good to know. So the cardio coach is included with the gym membership. You only get like one per year.
You get one at the very, very beginning of your membership. That way you can be able to know where you currently are at. But if you are wanting one, the subsequent ones, you can be purchased at an additional cost. For our members, we'll even probably discount it a little bit for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other cool thing to know is some of those other devices, like the Bod Pod, Fit 3D, they come in monthly frequencies. So if you want to get in the Bod Pod every single month, get a membership here. Sign up and then make sure that you are hot on it to get the Bod Pod monthly, and then you can know exactly how your training is translating, whether it's propelling you towards your goals, or maybe you're not doing the right things, or maybe you're eating too much, or, you know, the barbecue food is too good this summer. But it's an awesome all-encompassing package that we have here, and really the scientific approach is what puts MedPoint really a top-notch facility. And I know a lot of people will say, well, do you have to be a MedPoint member to take part in this membership? No, this is open to anybody. We're in the Riverbend area. If you need a gym membership, you want to be able to come and train on your own, you want to take advantage of over 30 classes, different types, you know, you can come in and we'll do the orientation with you, make sure that you're all signed up and registered, and then you're off to the races. So it's really a cool package to be able to offer. The only gym of its type in the Riverbend area. There's nowhere else that you can go within this area that just lets you drop in and throw the weights around. Kent, anything else about the cardio coach that people should know? Or I think we've kind of explained it pretty good.
Yeah, I think that we've pretty much covered the basics for the most part. If you do have any additional questions, you can always reach out to myself or Ron. If you want to reach out to me, you can reach me at Kent, K-E-N-T, at medpoint.ca. For additional information about the gym, our facilities are one-on-one personal training sessions, either gym, as I mentioned, or even just specific questions about the cardio coach if you're interested in just doing that assessment itself.
Right on. Well, thanks a lot, Kent, for being here today. You're going to join me on the second half of the program. We're going to talk more about fitness, health, nutrition. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL Radio. All right, welcome back to the program. Of course, every Saturday morning we do this show. It's the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I thank you for tuning in wherever you may be listening from. And on today's show, I actually have Kent Utman, MedPoint Fitness Manager, here with me today. And thanks for being here, Kent.
Not a problem. It's my pleasure.
And at the first half of the show, we were talking a little bit about some of the new technologies that's at MedPoint, that are at MedPoint, I should say. The Cardio Coach, which is excellent. It basically measures your VO2 max, very highly accurate. It's a great process, great machine. And what it'll tell you is about how well you're using oxygen, how well you're getting oxygen to tissues of your body, muscles, and how well it's being utilized. We also made mention about the Bod Pod, which is the body composition machine. We mentioned the Fit 3D, which is the girth measurement machine. And we also have the resting metabolic machine as well. So we can tell you exactly how many calories you would burn off if you just laid in bed all day, because your body does need to sustain itself and needs to continue to work. No, I just also wanted to chat on this half of the program, Kent, a little bit about goals, because, you know, we have all this technology. Goals are only as good as you make them to be. And I feel like come September, which is only a few weeks away, I hate saying that, but I'm glad football's back. I feel like September is the routine month, because kids are getting back to school. Parents are getting back into like kind of the adjustment of from summer holidays. It's almost like New Year's, except like three quarters of the way through the year, right? Because people start to set goals. They start to want to buckle down as the cooler weather hits. And how can we make effective goals? What would your big recommendation be going into the fall, Kent, making sure that people stay on track and are in tune with what their goals are?
Well, at MedPoint, like what we always preach for our trainers as well as for the clients to make is our SMART goal setting. So that's kind of an acronym. SMART would be standing for S for specific, M for measurable, A is attainable, R for realistic, and T for timely. The biggest thing for the goal setting that you need to do is just make a goal that you can actually obtain in a realistic amount of time. They're not overly lofty, but the other thing would be just making smaller goals that you need to achieve on your way to your overall bigger goal as well. Because as much as we want to reach towards our end goal, what is more important than actually attaining that end goal is the steps that we're putting in place to be able to reach that end goal. You're never going to get there if you don't actually put the work in beforehand or do the steps that you need to get there. So that's where, again, you're making these goals that are going to be a little bit timely, put a time constraint on it so you actually know, okay, I got to complete it by a certain amount of time. Otherwise, you're just going to forget about it. I can do this in a year or two, even though maybe you should be actually focusing on finishing it in like 3 months or less. So the biggest thing there I always say for the goal or to our clients is just make them SMART goals, so to speak. Yeah. And as long as you're able to stick to that, they should be able to, everything else should be able to fall in place.
Right on. And, you know, there's this whole thing about just habits, just setting habits, like getting, you know, used to habits. Because if we put something into practice consistently, it should become part of our life. Like, for example, I do French lessons and I've done it every day for like 800 and some days. I'm motivated to not let my streak be broken. And it's cool because I can actually learn while I'm at it. But, you know, it started out just one day. It was like 5-10 minutes, right? 5-10 minutes. 5-10 minutes. Now it's like if I come to the end of my day and I haven't done it, I know I better get on this, right? I know for some people working out might not be the easiest. Obviously, we've got beautiful facilities here. If you want the open gym membership we alluded to, or if you want to take part in our one-on-one personal training, we'd love to have you. But, you know, working out isn't always easy for people, but if we kind of put things into place in your schedule, in, you know, maybe write it on the calendar or have a reminder, a daily reminder, it could be something as easy as doing 20 push-ups a day or something like that. You know, just start out slow and get those push-ups in. Or it could be, I want to jump rope for 10 minutes a day. If you really put those things into practice and you give it the time and you know, it'll become routine, and then it kind of gets easier and easier as you go, because then you know what to expect. So I guess what I'm getting to here is if you set up good habits, they will become part of your routine.
That's exactly it. And the biggest, hardest thing to do is just starting.
Right.
As long as you actually just start, you put your mind to it and say, okay, whatever the exercise goal will be for that one day, you just do it. It could be, like Ron said, 10 push-ups. It could be something very, very simple. Just go walk around the block. Just do something simple, but just try to stick to it as consistently as possible. If you don't have time to do it even every day to begin with, every other day. Just get into that habit, that routine, where it all of a sudden becomes just second nature. You don't even think about it, and you just do it. And then you build from there. You just get that momentum, and you just keep going and going and going. You add to it, and then all of a sudden, within a couple of months, that 10-minute little workout routine has turned into an hour a day, and you're actually craving it. By the end of the day, if you don't, like Ron said, if you don't actually have it done, you almost feel down in the dumps a little bit, and you just make time to put it in your day versus, oh, I'm dreading this workout that I'm having to do. It's just something that is just simple, second nature, and you don't even think about doing.
Well, I think a lot of people are like pretty hard on themselves, right? Like that's one of the biggest problems with like New Year's resolutions and stuff like that. They set a really lofty goal. It's you know, not realistic. It's in a short time frame. And usually people won't be able to adhere to it because they don't give it a long enough chance. What about like a goal of like, I want to lose 1 pound this month? We hardly ever hear about that. But that's so sustainable and it's so achievable. And you can do it by just doing minor tweaks throughout your week. Like, you know, and if you're 1 pound less this month, do it again for the next month. And then, like, Kent, you can agree, like, getting even like 10 pounds off your body can make a huge difference for your whole composition.
Oh, yes. And even the other thing for like kind of looking at it is for weight perspective is like, that's why we also have the additional testing systems here at MedPoint. If you start that training program, the scale might actually just stay at the exact same, but you're actually losing body fat, putting on muscle mass. Again, that's why we always suggest people to jump up into our bod pod each month. But like Ron said, you lose 1 pound a month. Not many people want to talk about that, but that's actually a great goal because a lot of time, how do we gain weight year over year? We put on a pound or two at all the holidays, and then we just don't take it off. That's what our new weight is. So if we actually reverse that, let's say we're going to just take off 1 pound a month, 1 pound every 2 weeks, if you wanted to kind of up that, all of a sudden now we're just not in that endless cycle of consistently gaining a pound or two each holiday. We're actually losing it, and we'll actually maintain that weight that you're actually wanting to, or you end up losing weight too.
No, that's a great point. Like, you know, it's always like, oh, I need to get this 10, 5, 20 pounds off. Well, you just got to start one step at a time, right? And I know it's very cliche, but you just have to put your mind to it. You got to put in the work, and obviously you've got to change some habits because the habits that you currently have aren't cutting it. And it can just be minor tweaks, or maybe you need to set more time aside for yourself. I feel like in society, busy, you know, busy, busy, busy. All of a sudden you get to the end of the day, you're exhausted, you're fueling yourself with coffee and red wine. And, you know, all of a sudden it's just a cycle of that's on repeat. And I know it myself. I got 4 kids. Kent, you got a newborn. You know, tired parents, it's really easy to succumb to, oh, let's do the quick and easy meal, right? Like, let's grab fast food, let's do this. But those are the points where, you know what, let's evaluate. No, we got food in the fridge. Like, why are we going to put this in our body when we can, you know, make the most of it? You save some money in your pocket and you also eat better food. So I get it. I think that everyone needs to set goals. Everyone needs to kind of have a direction that they're following. And you know what, we'd love to help you out with that here at MedPoint Fitness. We've got, like I said, we mentioned the open gym membership. If you're in the Riverbend area, if you're in Byron, if you're in Kamoka, Kilworth, this is a great gym. You can scan your fob in, walk in the door, and get a good workout in. Nobody's going to bother you. Or if you want some, you know, even just a small training package, we do one-on-one personal training. We also have a group fitness program we'd love to have you a part of. So, you know, you got to start somewhere, and I encourage everyone as we get into the fall that you start thinking about that now because, you know, Kent, our classes are going to start filling up September, October. People are going to feel the guilt of Thanksgiving turkey and stuff all over again. And, you know, we want to get you in here. So, Kent, thanks for being on the show today. I really appreciate your time, man. And, yeah, I think that's really important for people to set goals, and you're here to help them.
Yeah, that's so true. And the biggest thing, again, to kind of reiterate, is just be kind to yourself within these goals. Ron alluded to it, 1 pound a month is a great goal. So don't think that you have to make that lofty goal. Just be kind, be proud of the goals that you're going to set, and just stick to the plan to actually get there.
Right on. So if you want more information, or if something that you've heard has struck a chord with you, you can go to medpointfitness.ca. You can also go to our main page, medpoint.ca, and check out some of our services there, see what's right for you. Obviously, our healthcare memberships, as well as our medicals, are very popular options right now with the healthcare system struggling. We also have another page that we've put on there. It's there's a tab at the top of our main page called Family Doctors, and it's just kind of showcasing what's happening in healthcare right now. And then we have four different options for you along the web page to click into. So yeah, we've got a wide list of services to try and keep you healthy, keep you active, and we'd love it if you came down. If you want a tour, you got questions, anything like that, it's Kent, K-E-N-T, at medpoint.ca, or you can always drop me an email, Ron at medpoint.ca, and of course you can just even click and fill out a contact form on our web pages, and we'll be able to get to you through that. So thanks everyone for your time this morning. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we will chat again next week for another episode of the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.